Sports Call, you're on the air.
Hi, I would just like to perhaps offer a parable here. I'm a director of a sports league in the Northeast here, and we finance completely the soccer activities of 350 youths in our neighborhood, and we have a basketball program for 100 kids, and we sponsor a number of hockey teams. And as a director, I've sponsored 3 or 4 teams myself, coached 3 for the last 3 years, kicked in over $1,000 in a lot of my time. And I really enjoy doing that. I mean, I really want to see it happen. I enjoy the participation. I enjoy looking after that many kids, seeing them get out there. You know, we pay everything. We pay for all the equipment. We pay for the land. The PUC, like, rents it to us to break even. We even grade the land ourselves. We look after the maintenance.
What's the point, sir?
The point is, I do it because I like it. Now, why can't the games people, who are certainly composed, the bid committee is certainly composed of much wealthier, much more influential people than I am. Why? Because they want to bring the games alone. Why can't they finance it privately? Because they want it. Why can't they find the money for it? Why isn't it out there in the community that they can raise it privately so that they can, for one, enjoy what they've been able to create rather than going to the citizens and compelling us, most of whom who do not want to pay for this, do not find the facilities in their interest or as a priority for us. Why can I go out and do that for 1,000 kids in this part of the city for over a period of years? Why can they not do the same thing? Why is it they want it, but they want us to pay for it?
Who wants to tackle that question? Jim Hardy's going to answer you, sir.
I think there's a basic question of philosophy here, and perhaps one personal philosophy, and I applaud your efforts in the past, and you obviously have been a person who has contributed a great deal of personal time and money to things that you want to do, and I think that's very good. And I think there are many people in the City of London who also spend a great deal of time and a great deal of money in amateur sports and other activities which are very involved in the community. I think the basic question is whether or not we want a games of the magnitude of the Pan American Games in the City of London. I don't think there is sufficient money in the City of London, and you heard the numbers earlier, something in the neighborhood of $88 million that would be required to put on those games from private sources. This has not been done in any other similar type activity. It hasn't been done in the 78 Commonwealth Games in Edmonton, the 83 University Games in Edmonton. It's not being done in the 88 Games in Calgary.
Now, there is,
I don't think it's reasonable to assume that it would be done in the 91 Games in London.
Okay, you have made an omission there, though. Now, we have to deal with the 84 Games in L.A. They raised $535 million, more than $500 million, all privately, had a $25 million surplus, which they gave to amateur sport in Southern California.
Actually, the surplus is $150 million from the 84 million Olympic Games.
It does exist, however, that because the Los Angeles taxpayers said, no, you won't get a dime from us, they were compelled to find it privately if they wanted it. And they did it. Where there was a will, there was a way. Now, it's true that certainly Southern California has a population that could certainly provide more private financing than this area. But what we have to do, don't you think, is offer a games that can be financed privately concomitant with the kind of area London is. I mean, obviously, we're a modest-sized city with a modest-sized resources and a modest geographical area. Don't you think that it's just, you know, why is it, it wouldn't even be economically viable, let alone, I think, immoral to require all of London to pay for these kind of games, when perhaps they're not, it's not even suited. Obviously, if Los Angeles can do it profitably at 5 times the budget, then it can be done. Whether it can be done in London is a question you have to ask yourself. But instead, what you're doing is asking all of London to cough up, put their own priorities aside, and meet your priorities. And I think that's morally wrong.
Well, that's a good question. There are many things which the citizens and taxpayers of London participate in. We participate in education, whether we want to or not. We subsidize transportation, whether we want to or not. I mean, these are choices which are made by governments on our behalf, and certainly as citizens and as taxpayers of London, we don't often get the opportunity to make that choice. We can make it at the ballot box every year, or we can make it in some other ways, such as public forums as this, and I think this is the way one can do it. But I don't think it's morally wrong to ask the taxpayers to participate in funding some facilities which are going to be left for the benefit of the community.
All right, Mr. Caller, I'm going to have to give you the last comment here and then move on, all right?
Make it short then.
Right.
I just want to deal with one word. You're not asking the community, you're compelling them to do your will. And that's not democratic, it's not just. And I certainly don't approve of those kind of methods. And your rationalization, I don't approve of it.
Thank you for your call tonight, sir.
Bye-bye.